Good morning, guys. This is the Captain's Log with Mike Herlihy. What's happening, buddy?
Hey.
Is this your, like, first appearance on the Captain's Log, or have we done it before?
You weren't doing the Captain's Log. I think
I took some hiatuses in between, so I've been doing it for years, but
Oh, really?
Back and forth, yeah, there was a couple times where you just, like, you know, you figure, I don't know, is anyone really watching? But then we started going live on Facebook, and it started getting a lot more followers. So
Oh, nice.
That's when it really started. You could share it now because it's probably on there. But so you're going to give me some good tips. One, you're performing at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight. And then you're going to be here all weekend. You're headlining tonight, all weekend with Mark Curry, which is going to be really fun. But more importantly, we can give anybody who wants to leave a comment right now or share this, if you use the promo code MM18, so MM18, they're going to get free tickets to see you tonight.
Who else is on the show tonight?
Price. We have the comedian.
Matt Price?
Yeah, you know
Magician
Matt.
Comedian?
Yeah.
Matt and friends. Yeah,
and then
awesome.
I have a few more secret acts I'm adding. Actually, the truth is I had like five calls out and none of them have confirmed, so I have to go and talk to the comics and say, are you coming tonight or not?
You know what it is. When comics get a chance to work with me, I mean, they all come running.
Right. It is. I'm sure that.
Yeah.
So people may not know that you're like a bartender extraordinaire and you've turned into this comedian over the years. Tell me what the best pickup line at the bar is, because I'm single, so I'm always trying to get good pickup lines. You got to have good pickup lines now for the bartender.
Okay. First of all, you can go and Google and find a list of horrible, horrible pickup lines. And they're funny, they're good jokes and everything else, but 100% anytime I've seen a guy actually use a line.
Yeah.
Like, was your dad a thief? Because I think he stole the stars from the sky and put them in your eyes. Or like, do you wash your pants in Windex? Because I can see myself in them, you know? Anytime I've heard a guy open with that, it goes nowhere.
Nowhere.
I will tell you, the best thing I've ever seen that works pretty much every time I least get you in the door is, hi, how you doing tonight? That's it.
That makes
just,
it.
Hi, my name is, like, girls sense when you're hitting them with lines, and like, they kind of realize that they're not the first ones you're throwing that out at. And there's a lot of guys out there that have that theory. If I go up to 10 girls in the night, 9 will say no, 1 will say yes, and that's where I'm going. And I think the guys who just pick a girl and go up, and don't be that guy that just stares at a girl across the bar. That's creepy as hell, all right?
So if it's too smooth, the girl gets wary. She thinks that you're too good, and maybe you're a player.
I think that's why
the opening line, you're thinking, no, we shouldn't have a smooth line. You should just be like, hi.
Mandy, I have empty nest syndrome. Mandy, yes or no, lines, have they ever worked on you?
Yeah, you got to tell us. You got to tell us. The good. I mean, Jeff Gerson in the house, my buddy right there.
I think
13, 14 years he's been my chef. He's the best. Love him.
Nice.
So so we're driving back. We're in Estero heading to Naples, Florida. And just have to make sure that's not a cop behind us. But anyway, it's not.
Hey,
so we're good. We're good.
Casey Peruski. Mike is the best.
He's lying. That, he must really like you.
It's all about paying off the right people. You got the right promotions.
I tell you.
Casey Peruski, one of my oldest friends in comedy, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he been at the club?
I've only been to your club once.
This is only your second time.
This is my second time. Last time I was here was September, the weekend of September 1st, 2013. I was just about to have my second kid.
How do you know that?
Because the reason I got the gig was because Roger Paul called me up. Apparently you had Adam Ferrara booked to headline.
Yes.
And he would not fly. No, I'm sorry. It was September 11th because he would not fly on September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, well, didn't he know when he took the gig that would require a flight? So I found out the day before.
Okay.
Hey, you're filling in for Al Ferrar. So,
yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, I like to play this game called, there's a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I always play different games, but have you ever played like the 5-second game?
Like,
or the 3-second game?
Like when you drop like a hot dog on the floor and still good to eat?
No. That's not quite the same.
Oh,
this is like if I drop some topic, mm-hmm. then you have to give me 3 things that would be part of that topic.
Hmm.
So if I say right now cheeseburger, you have to say...
Cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, pickle.
Boom!
All right.
How to do it. All right,
watch out, Gear Sam. I'm coming for your job, man.
Let's go.
Back
let's go.
House,
my turn. Here we go.
Okay, and so I give you something.
Yeah, you got to be quick. They don't have a lot of time. They're all ADD watching this show.
Airplane.
Oh, flight stewardess and sex. Right?
A therapist would have a field day with you. How did you get to?
Because you're in the plane. You have to sky mile. You have to have the
Mile High Club. Mile High Club. Are you a member? Or are you not allowed to say?
I plead the fifth. I don't know. All right. Comedy.
Comedy. Microphone. Brick wall. Hacks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yep. My turn.
Okay, your turn. Gas stations.
Oh, pump, smell, and food.
Wow, that could have gone for airplane, too.
Yeah.
That could have.
And we're going to go lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers. Oh, I just got a new one. Blades, self-propelled gasoline.
Very good.
Hey, Mike McCarthy is watching from the Irish Comedy Tour. Mike McCarthy, hands down, when I was starting out, one of the few working pros who would take time between drinks to...
He's from Boston, right?
To actually tell... Yeah.
I'm from Boston, so absolutely.
Have you had Mike through the club?
I have.
The Irish Comedy Tour?
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Dollar, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, I got to call you today. I got somebody who wants to work for you, and they're very qualified, so you're going to like it. Sean McGonigal coming in from Wakefield, Massachusetts. All the Boston people in the house. Okay, go. My turn.
Oh, your turn again. Okay. Movies.
Oh, tickets, popcorn, and... Damn it! All right. You got me on that one. So we got to go best out of three.
Oh, okay.
All right. Flags.
Flags. Stripes, stars, and poles.
Damn.
Oh, by the way, the D truck is the round ball at the top of a flagpole. I don't know why I know
that. Interesting. Yeah. I never heard of that.
Yeah. If you're ever doing like a trivia competition, you need to go to. And also, you know this little snot gutter right under your nose? You know the name of that?
I do not.
That's called your philtrum.
And the reason why you know that is because you tripped and fell and had to have it stitched when you were a kid?
7 years of Taekwondo. It's a pressure point.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Boop!
Yep.
You just poke it right there.
Unfortunately, Taekwondo only works when you're fighting someone who's also using Taekwondo. After 7 years, I've lost every bar fight I've ever been in.
Taekwondo. So my kids do Taekwondo, so this is good to know.
Yeah, that's why you see all that MMA. They're like, oh, and this and this and this, and they always end up on the ground in a chokehold, you know?
Right. I hear you. All right, so the best that... you're up 1-0. Got to go to best out of three. Hurry, we got to go
quick. It's your turn again?
Yeah.
Waterfalls.
Wet, height, and foam.
Okay, good.
That was a tough one, though.
Yeah.
Snow cones.
Paper cup, icy, blueberry syrup.
Damn it.
Oh, see, I can't even come up with rhinoceroses.
Oh, horns, feet, and big. That's true.
You got it.
That is true. TV.
TV, knobs, antenna, remote control.
Damn it.
Yep. A tractor.
Oh, pulling, horses, and cutting. Did I win? Did I get that?
Horses pull
tractors? A horse tractor pull, right?
A horse tractor pull?
A tractor pull is a horse, yeah. Yes, a horse.
I didn't grow up on a farm. I don't know.
Then you don't know. I already win. I win that one.
Okay.
I should give you a point. It should be 1-1 just for you not knowing.
I think we need a judge.
We
need an unbiased judge.
All right, rims. Fine, rims.
Rims, tires, car, spokes.
Jeez.
Okay. Jeeps.
Horn, lights, and convertible top.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to 3 seconds. You got to have 3 in 3 seconds now. This is the speed round.
Okay. And it's your turn, right?
Hard hats.
Head, protection, work zone.
Damn it. Tough, this guy. This guy is tough. He's going head to head on the captain's log, man. I'm going to make you walk the plank.
Fire wallets.
Fire what?
Fire wallets.
Fire wallets?
Yeah, fire.
Fire wallets, credit cards, cash, and dollars.
Money to burn.
Whoever had a fire wallet?
Everybody who's coming to my shows this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Fire
lighters.
Wallets.
Lighters.
Fire watches.
Whoa! Lighter.
Yeah, lighter. Fire watch, butane, and refillable.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. Saturn.
Space, stars, and planets.
Gosh,
damn it.
He's good.
I'm on fire, baby. That's good. I better start dropping roll. Here we go. Concrete.
Concrete. Cement. Rock. Sand.
Damn it.
Okay. Cats.
Paws. Kitties. And pussies. What?
No, you're right. You're absolutely
correct. I can't say anything more than beards. Beards.
Beards. Shave, trim, mustache.
Damn it.
Yep.
2 seconds. Down to 2 seconds. 2 seconds we got.
Washers.
Wait, what kind of washers?
Like clothes washers.
Oh, dryer, clothes, wet.
Nice.
Stoplight.
Red, green, yellow.
Oh, my God.
That was too easy. Okay. Prostates.
Oh, bung bung, tickling, and testing.
This is all correct.
That was a good one,
your
right?
Your doctor would be proud.
Toothache.
Numb. You got this one.
I got it! Yeah,
all yours. Yours.
All right, guys.
I accept defeat.
That was a tie, though. It was good. You did good.
It was good.
Because you got me early.
Yeah.
And then I had to hang in there. I was hanging on the edge.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You worked it. So what are you looking forward to doing here in Naples, Florida? I mean, we got so much to offer. There's so many different things. You're originally from Orlando?
From Connecticut. But
you live in Orlando.
I live in Orlando.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
And what are you doing in town this week?
I got very, very lucky. I get to work with the fabulous Mark Curry, who I've never personally
You're
got
gonna
to
be
work
hanging with.
Hanging
with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr.
I'm
Cooper.
I'm doing that tomorrow. I'm going to be hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Have you had him through the club
I
before?
Have, and he's going to play golf. Do you play golf?
No.
See, you could have golfed with him on the PGA courses in Naples here all week. I got him on all free golf.
I would just hold him up.
Thanks to Ricky Potts over at Tiburon. Hooked the boy up. That was great. But, so how long have you been doing comedy?
As my only profession since 2010, but I actually tried my first open mic in, like, 1999.
Wow.
And then I did horrible and gave up for 7 years.
What's your best comedy story? Like, all around, whether it's from the stage or something that happened to you or whatever, just you gotta let us tell. And you can't sugarcoat it.
Oh, probably my worst gig was I got booked to open for midget wrestling.
Oh, I've seen that. They've pitched that to me. Does it sell any tickets?
I don't believe it should ever be mixed with comedy because I was told I was going to go open for this midget wrestling show, and I got there. It was just a ring in an outdoor, like, carny venue lot.
Yeah.
And they told me it was all adults, and then they're like, oh, by the way, you're going to be doing comedy while people file in.
Oh, yeah, that always works well.
And then there
when you're not paying attention to the jokes, the punchlines really go good.
No stage, wireless mic, and they're seating people on all sides of the ring.
That's a lot like the people who do the Miami Dolphins comedy before the Miami Dolphins game when they go in front of the cheerleaders.
Nary Sands, I believe, was like
the... And Dave Williamson, I think,
Dave Williamson.
Done it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was horrible. And then you got girls walking around in thongs serving shots and drinks, and then these kids start coming in. They're like, no, this is a family event. I'm like, I was told it was adults. The owner of the venue came up to me during my set. He had a cattle prod that I used for bouncing people.
Yeah.
And told me if I used any more profanity that he was going to shock me with the cattle prod.
Okay.
And I cut my set early and I left. And the worst part is one of the midgets took the stage and said, give it up for the guy who was trying to be funny.
Nice.
And it was a low point in my life. Yeah. It wasn't, and that just goes to show sometimes the venue
How far into your comedy career did
happen? I flew out to Vegas the next day to open for a week for Louis Anderson.
Nice.
So I was already, I was a working professional comic.
Exactly.
You will respect me, but apparently Ocala didn't care that I was a working professional.
You should have known
comic
right away that you were going to a midget wrestling in Ocala.
There
was no upside, dude.
I turned down the booker was a friend of mine. I told him it was a horrible idea. He's like, no, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be good. Absolutely.
And then the worst thing is I rode out there with him, so he had to be there till the end of the night because he was producing the whole thing. So I couldn't just do my set and like dip out back to Orlando. I had to sit there. And one guy actually walked by me and said, you'll get him next time.
You know? Oh my God, that's funny. That is funny.
Janice Myron Rodriguez is watching.
Hey Janice. And Kelsey's in the house. How are you?
Kelsey. Janice, how did your man get you? This should be interesting.
Help.
You got a funny man.
Yeah.
How did he pick you up? Did he use a line or what was it? Did he flash a wad of cash? Was it the boat? What did we do?
It had to be the jokes. All the jokes. The fun.
It had to be the dinghy.
Well, guys, listen, we're gonna wrap this up. This is the Captain's Log with Mike Herlihy. We're in, right now, we're in Estero, driving to Bonita.
First time in Estero.
And we're gonna be at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight, but also, you're gonna be opening up for Mark Curry.
I can't wait.
If you guys wanna see Mike tonight, which, by the way, he's hysterical, and there's gonna be three other comics on the show, you can use the promo code MM18 right now. Who else is going to give you free tickets besides the captain on the Captain's Log? Love you guys. Happy hump day. We out.